A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
We're focusing on 2019 career development here on Money FM 89.3 with me, Jason Dacey, on Weekend Mornings alongside Adrian Chu, the career strategist. Before the song, we asked five ways to revive your flagging career in 2019. This is what Adrian said. He said, stop, don't panic. It's normal. Number two, reflect. What does career success mean to you given your current life situation? Number three, develop your career strategy. Number four, get advice from mentors, maybe hire a career coach like Adrian. And number five, rest and recharge. Do you need a career break? Maybe it's a blessing in disguise when you lose your way a bit professionally. So Adrian, I think those are pretty good pieces of advice.
I'm looking forward to yours. Quick,
all right. Well, mine are always a bit more organic, a bit more kind of deep and meaningful. So you love the first one. Then point number one, get McRitchie therapy.
Okay. pre-tell.
Quiet reflection. Go for a 90-minute inspirational walk at McRitchie or another beautiful part of Singapore. And you know why I'd like to do this? Because we're so caught up in everything when things are going on in our careers. You know, the wife's screaming at us, the kids are yelling, you know, the bank balance is dwindling, the boss is scolding us. Just get away from that and go for a long walk and just get quiet and go within yourself. And look, I'm not trying to be all spiritual here and push any philosophies, but if we can get away and just walk and think.
And shut off the phone, right?
Shut off the phone, shut yes, off, very shut, important.
Shut off mobile data.
Don't be listening to Money FM on your SPH radio app. Just for this McRitchie walk, turn everything off, walk. Ask the question to yourself, to your higher self if you want, what now? What's the right thing for me? And I do this kind of thing periodically because it's amazing what will come out. Because you'll realize, hey, listen, I didn't think about this. Or, hey, my passion is that. It just gives clarity to everything.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And I think one to take that a step further, I would recommend that you keep a career journal.
Yes,
a small little notebook, not your digital type of journal, but really a small little notebook for you to write down, to pen down your thoughts as you go for your McRitchie therapy and start thinking about, okay, what is career success to me? And do it without the phone ringing. You're absolutely right, in the sheer silence of everything. And what would make you truly happy?
And our international listeners wondering what McRitchie is. It's a beautiful reservoir in the center of Singapore, and you can walk around it. And actually, I used to go running around there when I was a bit fitter, 11 kilometers, a hilly run. But if you walk around, it's about an hour and a half to 2 hours. And if you go early enough, you're not going to see many people. You might see a few monkeys. You can talk to them.
Yeah.
But it really works. It really works because you can just get away from all the distractions and stress and from everything else. And look, maybe it's East Coast Park you want to walk at, whether it's Bukit Timah Nature Reserve, whether it's West Coast Park.
Yeah, depending on where you are. But one thing interesting is that when I turned 30, I still remember on March 13th, which was my birthday itself, I was encountering one of my career crossroads. In fact, my first career crossroad. And I literally took a day off to go to East Coast Parkway. Sat down with my career journal and decided what I was going to do for the next 20 years of my life. So absolutely right. Your advice is spot on. Take some time out, extract yourself from the noise and the bustle and the hustle. Write down, understand yourself, write down what your thoughts are, and then decide what sort of actions you want to take.
Yes, I think that is a lot of good sense behind that thought. And it's connected to point number two as we give five career tips to revive your flagging career in 2019. Just when you think everything has hit rock bottom, take a journey back in time to what got you excited when you started your career. And this can be part of that therapy session, whether it's at East Coast Park or McRitchie. What was it that got you excited about getting out of bed in the morning? You know, that wanted, getting out of college. And then what was the thing that you just forgot about time? Everything stood still and you just were so engrossed in what you did.
Yes, you're right. Reflection, basically. What was your first love?
Yes. Yeah, so I think that's very important.
Before we all got jaded.
Yeah, before we got jaded, before we started thinking about your paycheck. And I think I shared before that my first ever job, I didn't even think I was going to get paid because I was enjoying it so much. And it was a big shock to me when everyone started to go to the pay office on a Thursday to pick up their paycheck. And what everyone doing? Oh, they're getting paid. Oh, we got paid. I forgot about that. So look, it's not going to be like that when you're in your mid-career, with 40s and 50s and whatever else. But just remember what it is that you have a passion for. And it could be something silly. It could be something really, it could be like painting a building or something that you love, you know, doing handiwork. Maybe it's something to do with the, you know, art. And you might say that's not practical, but maybe there's a way that you can make it work.
Yeah, that's right. And you have to uncover what your passions are as well. Like for yourself, you know, it's always just being on air, seeing your name on the bylines.
Yeah, seeing my bylines.
Yeah, seeing your bylines and everything. It's like, wow, that's what gets all your juices going, right?
Yeah, of course, of course. So look, I was fortunate that I found out what I loved to do when I was very young. And I still, you know, 40 years later, I'm still doing it. So that's what's helped me. And hopefully you'll find as well what will help you. Okay, point number three, show gratitude for what you've done and achieved. And this is something that you said, write it down. And when you do that, it just lights up what's worked for you in the past. And you may kind of forget about all the things that have happened for you that have been blessings, and you're sort of complaining about this and that. But when you actually look at the hurdles you've been able to go over and the setbacks you've overcome, it gives you confidence, doesn't it, and clarity.
Yeah, it does. And I think that's an absolutely smashing point, because a lot of times we think about our jobs and our work in terms of what we do. But if you pause and you think about your job and your work in terms of how you have helped other people along the way.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so think about what you can be grateful for, and think about how you can continue helping all these people that you have in your job. And you will find more meaning in the work that you do.
Yes, and I think when you get in a place of gratitude, it gives you a different kind of lens that you look at your own life at, doesn't it?
That's true.
Rather than complaining about everything and thinking how bad things are, if you're grateful for the things that you've achieved, even if they might be small things, it gives you a different perspective. It's almost like rose-tinted glasses instead of ones that are all grey and depressing.
That's true. In fact, I just remembered a saying which I saw on the internet just a couple of weeks ago. It says that it's not the happy people who are grateful. It's the grateful people who are happy.
Lovely, lovely. That is brilliant. I love that. Five ways to revive your flagging career in 2019 alongside Adrian Chu, founder at Career Agility International. Point number four, give yourself a makeover, haircut, new clothes.
New year, right?
After brighten all? Your teeth. Get your teeth starched or whatever they call it, or brightened, or whitened. So, look, this can maybe change your perspective. It can change the way people look at you. If you're looking for anything that can give you a break. And look, I was a print guy, as I talked about, my loving to see my name in print. Then I realized to be on TV, you have to start dressing a bit better and have to worry about your haircut and all that in your personal grooming. So this is something that may change your whole destiny in 2019. You know, you're just acting as if you're someone that's successful. And as we spoke about in previous episodes, acting as if is the next step or the first step towards achieving that actual goal.
Yeah, that's right. And it could be something as simple as, you know, just changing your wardrobe, invest in a set of custom-made shirts.
Yes,
yeah. You know, that fits nicer, you look more professional, you know. Or even as simple as just polishing up your shoes.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, yeah. Give yourself that sense of self-worth and pride. And, you know, we talk about shirts, and think about how many times we wear our favorite shirt these shirts in my wardrobe, but I never wear, right? I probably wear about 10% of my shirts. But if you get them tailor-made and custom-made, then, you know, it could just add that extra 10% and give you a bit more confidence. And,
that's true.
You know, everyone's going to look at you a bit differently.
Yeah, or do what I normally do, just go up to Bangkok and get a couple done.
Yes.
Yeah, below $50 each. It's still cheaper than some of the shirts you get off the rack at the stores over here anyway. So, and they're nicely cut. So what I always believe is that if you want to get that $1 million job, you got to dress for it.
Exactly.
So it's all about image. It's all about impression management. And ultimately, it works towards your reputation in the industry as well.
And it changes your mindset. You feel good about yourself.
Yeah, that's true, right?
And that links to the next point. Develop a positive exercise routine and good habits like reading instead of too many hours on devices.
Guilty as charged. Yes.
Me too. I talk a good talk, but it's not always easy to walk the walk. But, you know, as you know, exercise is a massive part of my life. Every morning I'm out doing stuff, and that gives me a positive outlook. It gives me impetus for the day. You know, it gets the metabolism working. You know, I can have a big breakfast and I'm feeling good about life, and the endorphins are working overtime. And look, I've got to put out there, I've been at rock bottom in my career. We all have. I've had terrible times in my career. It's not like I was born successful and just suddenly started getting great jobs. I've been laid off. I've been sacked. I've been berated, you know. So I've been where people are listening. If they're rock bottom at the end of 2018, I've been where you are now. But I've been able to get out of it through positive habits.
Yeah. And talking to friends, talking to your loved ones, you know. And I think you're absolutely right, Jason. It's never a bit of roses. And when you look at someone who's really successful, what you don't realize is he's failed so many times.
Yeah, even someone like Tony Robbins has failed many times, you know.
Oh, yeah. And if you want to get inspired, just listen to any of Jack Ma's videos
as well. Yeah.
He says he's been rejected by Harvard like a dozen times or something. So it's just part of the journey.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I was rejected by CNN. I was rejected by BBC. I tried again and I got in. You know, we'll always get rejected, you know, but it's all about who's persistent. Never give up. I've got a friend who is actually from Vietnam, and she has a tattoo on her wrist. And she tried to get into Singapore a few times as far as getting a work permit and all that. And, you know, and she kept trying and kept trying. Eventually she got in, and she has this tattoo saying never give up. A very small tattoo, just so she knows when she looks at her wrist that's the logo, the motto. And I have the same thing for my daughter. I tell her, never give up. That's the most important thing in life.
Yeah. And I think one of the, for myself, one of my mottos in life is something which the great Yogi Berra, who is an American baseball
famous guy,
he said, it ain't over till it's over. So even if you think it's rock bottom, it's not over, because there's still round two, there's still round three. Just keep going at it, right?
Keep going. You know, it's just the battle, not the whole war. You know, there's a whole marathon to go.
Yeah, that's right. And another thing to take note of as well, for myself especially, because you know me, I'm a family guy. So I always believe that your kids are watching you. So even if you're at rock bottom, you know, how you handle being at rock bottom and how you get your way back up again, it's inspirational for your kids. So you have to be able to be mindful that at the end of the day, you want to set an example for your kids and make them let them learn resilience by watching you do it.
Yeah. Let them know that you're a winner, that you never give up, and you're going to keep pushing and trying until you achieve your goal.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, let's recap my 5 points, 5 ways to revive your flagging career in 2019. Get the McRitchie therapy, which is a quiet reflection. Go on a 90-minute inspirational walk at McRitchie Reservoir or somewhere else beautiful in Singapore and think about how you can change your life. Take a journey back in time to what excited you when you first started your career. Number three, show gratitude for what you've done and achieved. Write it down. Number four, give yourself a makeover. Haircut, new clothes. You might find yourself on a reality TV show. Who knows? And number five, develop a positive exercise routine. Good habits like reading instead of too many hours on devices. Adrian, do I get a pass mark?
Oh, triple stars. So it's lovely. I think, after listening to what you just said, I'm going to head off to McRitchie after this and do my own reflection.
Well, you got your daughter Mia with you, so you'll have to keep an eye on her. Make sure she turns off her device. Yes. I can see her playing with it right now. But Adrian, all the best for 2019. It's been wonderful having you on my show in 2018. I know you've inspired many people. Don't forget, you can go to him, Career Agility International. He is on LinkedIn. He likes to connect with people. In fact, I think you and I are two of the most active people on LinkedIn in the whole of Singapore.
Oh, yeah, correct. We love doing it. I love talking to people. And I love hearing everyone else's career stories, struggles they're having. And I always give very good advice. So I'm always happy to reach out to me.
Happy New Year, Mr. Career Man.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, Jason.
All right. Thanks, everyone. And all the best for 2019.